Good morning. It's great to have you listening. This is the Quad City Station for NPR News and Talk, WVIK, and I'm Jim O'Hara with WVIK News at 4 after 9. According to letters from two state officials, the Iowa Judicial Branch has improperly distributed more than $53 million of collected court debts since 2021 because of an IT error.
House Speaker Pat Grassley and Iowa Department of Management Director Craig Paulson wrote letters to State Auditor Rob Sand urging him to investigate court debt collections. Paulson says he recently learned from court officials that an IT error caused about $26 million of overpayments and $26 million of underpayments to state funds for crime victim assistance, highway repairs, and more. The letters don't say what the money was used for if it didn't go to the proper funds. A judicial branch official said Tuesday they'd respond to questions as soon as possible. Grassley and Paulson questioned why Sand hasn't already investigated this issue after his office was notified 2 years ago of financial irregularities. Sand says everyone knew the judicial branch had hired a specialist for an in-depth review and that their accusations of inaction are partisan bluster. Grassley and Paulson are both Republicans and Sand is a Democrat. I'm Katerina Sestarik, IPR News.
WVIK Quad City's weather today, sunny, breezy, high near 68. Overnight clear with a low of 41 for Friday, sunny, windy, high near 69. And on the weekend, sunny both days with highs in the lower and mid-70s. On Think, the bodies and genes of organisms can be thought of as a history book detailing how other creatures lived long ago. Why the sequencing of these genomes offers a time machine to previous stages of evolution. That's at noon today on Think here on WVIK. Quad Cities NPR.